This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson. And at CTIA Wireless 2006 in Las Vegas, we spoke with Rance Paler, president of Panasonic Computer Solutions. We spoke about the Toughbook, one of the most rugged laptops on the market.
Yeah, Mike, what we're showing is a line of ruggedized and semi-ruggedized Toughbooks. And today at CTIA, many of those have integrated wireless, which is basically why we're at this particular show. Now, we've been in this ruggedized space for about 14 years, and we've been in the integrated wireless business for about 10. So we consider ourselves essentially the leader of reliable integrated wireless solutions in the mobility category. That's where we position ourselves at Panasonic.
Now, a lot of people may have seen these in patrol cars.
You know, yes.
Now, noticing that immediately we walked up and looked at the Toughbook, you know, it's got a nice, you know, tough metallic outside. I've seen some that have the rubberized edges for drop zones and whatnot. But again, and not from the back seat. I've seen these in police cars. Tell me a little bit about some of the areas where the Toughbook is being used.
It's kind of two different categories. On the ruggedized side, you'll definitely see us in 60 to 70% of the public safety vehicles in the United States, both police, fire, EMS. We're also in heavily embedded in the Army, Navy, Air Force. You'll see our units in Iraq and Afghanistan with our military, running a lot of very mission-critical applications. You also see us in the ruggedized side in the telcos. The largest telecommunication companies in the United States use Toughbooks for their field service techs. You'll see us in the utility companies across the United States. So where you would expect full ruggedization, that's where we have very high percentage of market share, basically.
Now, what kind of testing goes into this? Because I hear from one of my colleagues that somebody actually can take water and pour it over some of these. You know, they'll drop from a not a ridiculous height, but you know, they'll survive drops. Now, what kind of engineering does it take to go into making something like this?
Well, one of our advantages is we're the last really true core manufacturer left. These products all come from our own R&D, own engineering, own manufacturing. We even build the robotics that build them in our plants. So basically, we're designing everything about these Toughbooks. Now, on the testing side, we've also invested literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in test chambers. So we can test for heat, cold, basically thermal shock, vibration, drop, moisture. As an example, we built our moisture chamber that essentially rotates around these units 360 degrees, spraying water very high velocity. And our goal is when we design products, we're trying to find out where essentially they leak. So we can design them so they're perfectly sealed, so basically our customers can use them, whether it's in the ocean on a ship or out in the rain or heavy, like with the hurricanes. Many Toughbooks followed the hurricanes this past year. We were deployed down there because they knew they could use them in basically any environment. So we do spend a great deal of time testing our products before they ever hit our customers. Now, on the other side, our customers beat the living heck out of these. They give us great ideas that we turn back into new products to retest. So this Toughbook 29, this device has been out about 10 years. It was a Toughbook 25, 27, 28, 29. All those improvements really came from our customers, continually telling us how to improve the device, and we want to make it more and more rugged.
Do you have any classic anecdotes that you guys like to trade around about some little survival stories or not survival stories from the Toughbook?
Yeah, we have a lot of them, and they're... Some are very serious stories. I mean, we've saved what we feel two troops' lives where the round and shrapnel lodged itself in the Toughbook. Basically, Toughbook still worked, but it essentially caught the round. We've got police officers that their vehicles were completely destroyed in fire in some cases, rollovers. Toughbook still work. We have units in some of the flooded zones. We had one customer that... Basically, Toughbook was under about 3 feet of mud, pulled it out, hosed it off, and it was still running. So, yeah, we get a lot of stories from our customers like that.
I mean, this seems like this is kind of the place where a lot of technology should be going anyway.
Yes.
I think as far as a lot of laptops, I know that some wouldn't quite, you know, in the rarefied air, wouldn't quite make it
yes.
that far, even a simple, you know, dowsing from a glass of iced tea or something like that. Now, where is the Toughbook going? What kinds of stuff are you developing next for it?
Well, the thing that we're trying to do is take all this engineering and technology and basically take it to a broader base of customers. Because, you know, if you think about it, guys like us, we're bouncing through airports. We're always on the road. If you're carrying around a plastic notebook, it's not if it will fail, it's just when. And so a lot of our customers said, Panasonic, why don't you develop a line of Toughbooks, thinner, lighter, that we can use for a real traveling mobile people, more of a white-collar environment, not so much a fully ruggedized, but kind of semi-ruggedized. So that is a real growing part of our business now, where our customers are expanding because they, quite frankly, they've had it with plastic notebooks. Carrying them around for a while, beat them up, and you know they're failing, they're losing their data, they're cracking LCDs at $1,000 a pop. So people, I believe, you know, with this whole mobility expansion, everybody's getting out of their office and grabbing their notebooks, they're realizing plastic will fail, and they want something more reliable. So that in itself is a big growing market for us.
So if people want to see the Toughbooks, uh-huh. I know you mentioned, we were talking a little bit earlier about a couple of movies that this has been featured in.
Yeah.
What latest movies or ones that they have, has the Toughbook been featured in? Somebody was saying, is it Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yes, it's Mr. Smith. We've been in probably 24 Hollywood movies. They want something cool. They want something, you know, high-tech looking, wireless, so they go to the Toughbook.
Okay. So if somebody maybe doesn't want to rent the film, but maybe wants to go online and find out a little bit more about it, where can they go?
All you got to do is go to Panasonic.com. It'll take it right to our site. It'll show you how to buy, shows you all of our models, tells you about the degrees of ruggedization. Some customers maybe don't want fully ruggedized, they can drive their car over. Some might want something just survives when they travel. So the whole family's on our website.
Yeah, that would be Panasonic.com?
Yes, Panasonic.com. And you can even, you know, if you want to go quickly to Toughbooks, just Panasonic.com/Toughbook. Take it right to our website.
Okay. Well, this is fascinating, sort of meeting this thing in person for the first time, instead of sort of looking at it through the lens of the movie or windshields. But it looks like a really tough product. I've been seeing them around more and more, so it'll be exciting to see what you come out with for consumers at that level as well.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
That was Rance Paler, president of Panasonic Computer Solutions. At CTIA Wireless 2006 in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Michael Johnson, and this is PodTech.net.